The Fitzy and Whipper podcast.
This is an interesting one that I wanted to bring up with you guys, but actually, Sarah, this was out the front of your house. So
okay.
About a week ago, right? BJ and I were having breakfast, and there was a young man with his younger brother there having breakfast next to us, and I heard this bloke's voice, and I just went, oh my gosh, that is a beautiful voice for radio.
Okay.
And the weird thing was, Sarah, he was a young man, so my first question was, sorry to interrupt.
Oh, dear.
But how old are you? And he told me he was 16 years of age.
He's just trying to be smashed over.
His name is Oscar, and I said, Oscar, would you please come onto my radio station and please reveal to everyone your beautiful voice? And he joins us now. Oscar, everyone.
Hey,
Oscar.
Hey, how's it going?
It is deep.
Oscar, so you're 16.
Yep.
Your voice is extremely deep for not only your age but also your appearance.
Mm. Yeah, well, dropped about
a metre.
Yeah, about a metre.
Wow.
No, but it dropped about a year ago at the end of 2020 or 2021.
And like dramatically drop? Like, did it
Yeah,
just...
can you do your voice pre it dropping? Can you put it on?
Maybe. I don't know.
Wow.
Before your voice broke, did you have a deep voice then? So just as a young man before it actually...
No, I think it was quite a sudden drop, I reckon.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did it go in your friendship group? Because, I mean, I remember there's videos of when I was playing footy. We're talking under 17s.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm 16 years of age, and you can hear guys on the footy oval going, kick it long, kick it long. And then you hear this, you've got five! And that was me.
Amazing.
So when your voice drops like this, are you a source of entertainment for your mates, or are they all want to have a voice like yours?
Yeah, I mean, I think maybe there's some sort of envy there.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Absolutely.
It's kind of hard being the man himself.
Oh, yeah, but you know, Oscar,
it's so smooth.
Whenever somebody meets you, they would go, wow. That's something. Like, I think this is a superpower.
Yeah, well, it could be. I definitely try to use it as much as I can.
Can you sing? Because I feel like you'd have this real Elvis sort of...
I've been wanting to get some singing lessons to actually train it, because I'm a bit wild at the moment.
Can I ask a question? Your mum, Carmen, is in the studio. Mm. Carmen, if you could come over to the microphone. In my family, what's... generic is that my dad was quite hairy and I'm now quite hairy. A huge testicle something within your family?
Jeepers.
On our last check, not really.
Okay. No. Has dad got a deep voice, Carmen?
Relatively.
Right. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but not, wow, he has a deep voice.
Yes.
Okay. It's deep-ish.
It's...
Yep.
Have you heard him singing in his room? Has he got a good voice?
I'm hesitating because... Yes, singing lessons are due,
right.
But it's only because it's training the tone.
Sure. Has he thought about radio? Have you thought about radio? When I brought it up the other day, you guys jumped at the chance to come into Nova, which
voice
was great. Service. But he could do, like, I'm not saying Nova because no one's taking our jobs. I'm thinking our sister station here in the building. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of Smooth?
Yes.
Would you think about doing something like that?
Totally.
Oscar, could you do for me? In a world.
In a world.
Wow. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm going to go one better for you.
What have you got?
Well, I've actually got Oscar to put a couple of Smooth promos together.
Oh, great idea.
Okay, so this is just Oscar by himself. And, you know, the music on Smooth is amazing, easy listening.
Yeah.
So this is him back announcing and just telling everyone about his weekend. Here's Oscar. Yeah.
That is Foreigner for your Friday morning. I want to know what love is. Get in line, Foreigner. Don't we all? You're listening to Smooth 95.3. And I'm Oscar. Oscar the Grouse. Not Grouch. Grouse. Because I feel great. There's a beautiful sunrise outside. I've done all my homework. And Mum is letting me drive around in her Nissan Pulsar this weekend on my hills. You know what? It goes pretty quick. But I'm only allowed to go up to 60 k's an hour.
Love it. 95.3.
How good are fast cars? And how good's Tracy Chapman? Hey, Mum, this one's for you.
You got a fast car.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
Can you do another one for me?
Yeah.
Can you say, pull that down, Macca. Can you say, on my signal, unleash hell?
Okay. On my signal,
Unleash Hell.
Wow. Gladiator 2.
You've got the gig.
Totally.
You've got the role. Yeah. Sign him up.
Oh, I think he's got the role as well, but there's certain people that work here at Smooth that are a little bit nervous about it.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Wilkins is one.
Shaking in his pants.
I asked Dickie, is it all right if he sat down and maybe introduced Oscar to Smooth and maybe do a break together? This is what happened.
Your love, what a great song. Doesn't matter how deep it is, you've just got to dive in there. Richard Wilkins here on Smooth 95.3, and I'm joined today by our brand new announcer, 16-year-old Oscar. G'day, Oscar, welcome.
Thank you, Richard. Actually, wow. I've heard a few stories about you around the office.
From who?
The HR department. They told me not to mention any of them on the air, though.
He's a quick learner, this guy. A perfect segue into our next song on Smooth. You into the weekend. This is Shaggy. It wasn't me.
That's extraordinary. That is extraordinary.
Very good.
Well done, Oscar. Well done on being yourself.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate it.
I don't think this is the last time we're going to hear from Oscar. So good to meet you, mate.
Yeah, likewise.
Thank you for having me.
Love your work.
Well done.
Thanks, Oscar. Thanks, Carmen.
You're listening to the Fitzy and Whipper podcast.